aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilisteners@gmail.com voilisteners@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal. Today you can listen to us on voinews.id, RRI Digital, and shortwave broadcast on 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Right now you are listening to the highlights of the week, which presents you events that happened in Indonesia for this week. President Prabowo receives Chinese Prime Minister, reaffirms commitment to stronger Indonesia-China partnership. Ofra Regina has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto welcomed Chinese Premier Li Qiang at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Sunday during an official visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two countries. The meeting comes at the meaningful time as Indonesia and China continue to build on decades of cooperation and shared interests. During their talk, President Prabowo spoke of the importance of the partnership and Indonesia's ongoing commitment to working closely with China.
Kita, dua negara kita, masing-masing
our two countries both have long histories, and today we have become partners in a comprehensive strategic relationship. Your Excellency, I once again reaffirm our commitment to strengthening this partnership with the People's Republic of China and with the Chinese people. We believe this relationship will bring benefits not only to our two countries, but also to the entire Asian region and perhaps even to the world.
Seluruh kawasan Asia dan bahkan mungkin juga dunia.
President Prabowo also pointed out that this year marks the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and China, as well as 70 years since the Asian-African Conference in Bandung, a historic moment in global diplomacy. The visit reflects the growing closeness between the two nations and their shared visions for regional peace and prosperity.
Indonesia's Home Affairs Minister orders regional leaders to form Economic Growth Task Force. Andi Romdoni has the detail.
Indonesia's Minister of Home Affairs, Tito Karnavian, has instructed regional leaders to set up dedicated teams to drive local economic growth. The directive was delivered during the 2025 Inflation Coordination Meeting held virtually on Monday. Tito said the task force will work closely with local stakeholders to identify concrete strategies for boosting regional economies. Regional leaders must form a team, whether called a task force or any other name, to handle local economic growth. I will soon issue an official circular mandating the creation of these teams. For instance, an economic growth task force could be established to strategize how to improve regional performance, involve all relevant stakeholders, including business players such as the Chamber of Commerce and the Indonesian Employers Association, to determine concrete steps for boosting our economic growth. The Central Statistics Agency will release monthly economic growth figures, making it clear which regions are making progress and which are lagging behind. Minister Tito also laid out broader vision for improving regional business environments. He highlighted several key areas, including greater legal certainty for investors, better coordination between central and local governments, and improvements in infrastructure and connectivity. He added that the access to raw materials, skilled labor, renewable energy solutions, and fair competitions are all essentials for attracting long-term investment and building sustainable regional economies.
Indonesia's Home Affairs Minister says fighting inflation requires teamwork. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian says that strong coordination between central and local governments is essential to keep inflation under control. He made this statement during a coordination meeting on inflation control on Monday. Speaking at the event, Minister Tito stressed the importance of stability in prices and supplies to maintain public confidence.
Angka inflasi penting untuk menjaga agar masyarakat tenang.
Keeping inflation numbers low is important to help people feel secure. When the prices of goods and services are affordable and supplies are available, people stay calm. This has a big impact on political and security stability. We are now working on new strategies by learning from successful regions. We are encouraging local governments to take action and help grow their own economies. The exact technical steps will be decided later.
Tito also called on local governments to take a more active role in supporting economic stability. He said inflation control and economic growth are shared responsibilities, not just national targets. He added that the central governments will continue to provide support and plans to reward local governments that succeed in keeping inflation low while boosting local economies.
Ministry of Agriculture promotes household food security through Nutritious Backyard Program. Ofra has the detail.
Indonesia's Ministry of Agriculture is stepping up efforts to strengthen food and nutrition security by encouraging families to make better use of their home yards. This initiative is part of the Nutritious Backyard Food Program, known as B2B. Speaking during a national webinar on Monday, Director of Vegetables and Medicinal Plants of the Ministry of Agriculture, Andi Muhammad Idul Fitri, explained how the program is designed to support sustainable family-based food systems.
Kementerian Pertanian mendorong pemenuhan kebutuhan pangan.
The Ministry of Agriculture promotes household food and nutrition security by utilizing home yards. The B2B program is believed to effectively respond to the challenges of national agricultural development with a focus on improving family nutrition. In addition, P2B also supports the President's strategic program for free nutritious meals by supplying ingredients such as vegetables, fruits, and carbohydrates.
Andi said the Nutritious Backyard Food Program's P2B focuses on empowering households to grow their own nutritious food using what they already have at home. The program has become a national priority for 2025 and is being carried out by two directorates general within the ministry. It is also being run in collaboration with the Ministry of Villages and the Ministry for the Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigrations. So far, the program has reached 1,500 villages and involved more than 1,500 community groups in 434 districts across the country.
Education Minister urges Indonesians to preserve local languages. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
The Indonesian government is reaffirming its commitment to protecting the country's rich linguistic heritage. Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Muti highlighted the vital role of local language in shaping national identity. Speaking at the Language Policy Forum on Monday, the minister stressed the need to balance the use of Indonesian, local, and foreign language as part of a unified national strategy.
Bersama-sama melestarikan bahasa ibu.
Together we must preserve our mother tongues as a priceless cultural treasure of Indonesia. This is a legacy that reflects the greatness of our nation. According to the Trigatra Bahasa Policy, we prioritize the Indonesian language, preserve local languages, and learn foreign languages. It is important for us to master different languages, but our commitment to preserving local languages plays a key role in maintaining our national identity.
Dalam rangka menjaga identitas kebangsaan kita,
Minister Abdul Muti also reminded the public that language carries more than just communication. It holds cultural values, history, and meaning that define a nation's identity. He raised concern that in a fast-paced global era, many people view local language as outdated. He called on all Indonesians to take pride in their regional language and keep them alive as part of the nation's living heritage.
Indonesia proposes Papua New Guinea to be considered to join ASEAN. The proposal was submitted by President Prabowo Subianto at the 46th ASEAN Summit in Malaysia. Andi Romdoni has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto proposed considering Papua New Guinea's membership as an ASEAN member. Foreign Minister Sugiono, who accompanied the President when attending the 46th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, said that the proposal was submitted by President Prabowo in the plenary session of the ASEAN Summit Monday. President Prabowo proposed considering membership for Papua New Guinea, as also conveyed Papua New Guinea, which has applied to become a member of ASEAN since 2018, if I'm not mistaken. The letter was sent, and then earlier Mr. Prabowo also conveyed in his intervention. Foreign Minister Sugiono also explained in the plenary session of the summit, leaders of ASEAN member countries agreed that Timor-Leste will become a permanent member of ASEAN. Politically, we all agree to accept Timor-Leste, and it is expected that at the 47th ASEAN Summit, Timor-Leste will officially become a permanent member, a full member of ASEAN. The Minister of Foreign Affairs added that since 2004, Timor-Leste has been in the process of accession as a member of ASEAN.
President Prabowo and Laos Prime Minister Si Pandon discusses effort to boost trade sector. Ofra has the detail.
On the sidelines of the 46th ASEAN Summit, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Lao People's Democratic Republic, Sonexay Si Pandon. The meeting took place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Monday. This meeting served as an important moment for both leaders to strengthen bilateral ties and enhance cooperation in various strategic sectors. President Prabowo emphasized that the relationship between Indonesia and Lao People's Democratic Republic has been very strong over the years. However, he noted that more concerted efforts are needed to increase the trade volume between the two countries.
Our relations actually has been for many years very, very good, but we have to admit the trade between our countries are a bit declining. So let us look for ways how we can intensify and strengthen this trade. We have many products that actually we can work together, minerals, agriculture and fertilizer. We are willing. I think we are increasing our capacity, and I think we would like to work together.
Meanwhile, on regional security issues, President Prabowo highlighted the importance of cooperation in fighting transnational crimes, including drug trafficking, human trafficking, online fraud, and illegal gambling. The meeting was held in a warm and constructive atmosphere, as ASEAN member states, both Indonesia and Lao People's Democratic Republic, shared a common vision for a peaceful, inclusive, and prosperous region.
Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafid highlighted that Indonesia is strengthening its digital transformation effort through telecom industry consolidation. Ofra has the detail.
Telecommunication sector consolidation in Indonesia is not just a business strategy. It is a key step in strengthening the foundations of digital transformations and ensuring equal access to public services. Minister of Communications and Digital Mutia Hafid emphasized that improving the industry through consolidations among mobile service providers will help the government implement its priority programs more effectively. In a statement on Monday in Jakarta, she stated that the government welcomes this step because it is considered beneficial for the country. Indonesia is currently going through a consolidation in the telecom industry because we see it as something good for the country. From the beginning, our principle has been to support this process We believe that consolidation also means improving the health of the telecommunication sector in the country. Mutia Hafid also stated that the Minister of Communication and Digital is open to collaboration with all stakeholders, including mobile service providers, to support the digitalizations of key sectors such as MSMEs, the Merah Putih cooperatives, and the expansions of digital infrastructure in underdeveloped regions.
You are still listening to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia opens to diplomatic ties with Israel if Israel recognizes Palestine. Andi Ramdhani has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto says Indonesia is ready to establish diplomatic relations with Israel, but only if it first recognizes an independent Palestinian state. Speaking after a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Jakarta on Wednesday, Prabowo reaffirmed Indonesia's long-standing support for the two-state solutions as the only viable path to peace.
Sudah di berbagai tempat, di berbagai fora, saya sampaikan sikap Indonesia bahwa Indonesia.
In various forums, I have consistently stated that Indonesia sees the two-state solution, Palestinian independence, as the only way to achieve real peace. At the same time, we must acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a sovereign state with its security guaranteed. Once Israel recognizes Palestine, Indonesia is prepared to recognize Israel and open diplomatic ties. President Prabowo said France and Saudi Arabia plan a summit to advance the two-state solution for Palestine.
Salah satu hal yang sangat penting dalam pembahasan saya dengan Presiden Macron adalah apa yang disampaikan.
One key point in my discussion with President Macron was France's push for a peaceful resolution to the conflict. France will continue to support Palestinian independence, call for a ceasefire in Gaza, and demand full humanitarian access. We also back the upcoming summit led by France and Saudi Arabia to help achieve peace in the region. President Prabowo also said Indonesia is willing to send peacekeepers to the Middle East, including Palestine, as part of its ongoing commitment to humanitarian principles and international peace. Andi Ramdhani, Voice of Indonesia.
Microsoft launches first data center in Indonesia, promoting $2.5 billion economic boost. Ofra Regina has the detail.
Microsoft has officially launched its first data center region in Indonesia, marking a major step forward in the country's digital transformations. The new Indonesian Central Cloud Region was unveiled at a ceremony in Jakarta on Tuesday. Speaking on behalf of President Prabowo Subianto, Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafid welcomed the investment as a milestone for national infrastructure and economic growth. Congratulations to the Microsoft leadership team on the launch of the Indonesia Central Cloud Region, which is part of the company's long-term investment commitment to the country. We welcome this launch as a contribution to strengthening national digital infrastructure. Of course, we hope this investment will have an economic impact of $2.5 billion or around 41 trillion rupiah in the next 4 years. Minister Mutia said Indonesia is becoming a key player in the Asia-Pacific digital economy. She stressed the need for strong policies and reliable infrastructure to support the country's digital growth. With Microsoft's new cloud regions, Indonesia is seen as a more attractive destination for global tech investment. It also helps local businesses grow faster by using cloud services hosted within the country. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Prabowo Subianto and Macron discuss stronger Indonesia-France strategic partnership. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto welcomed France President Emmanuel Macron to Jakarta on Wednesday, May 28, during an official state visit. The meeting took place at the State Palace and marked 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two nations. President Prabowo noted that the partnership between Indonesia and France is built on shared values, including mutual respect, sovereignty, democracy, and human rights.
Di tengah kemitraan kita yang terus berkembang.
As our partnership continues to grow, there is still much potential we can explore and new opportunities we need to make use of. I welcome today's meeting, especially as the current global geopolitical and geoeconomic landscape is filled with uncertainty. France and Indonesia can make a strong contribution to geopolitical and geoeconomic stability.
The leader discussed strengthening cooperation in key sectors such as defense, energy, transportation, and critical minerals. President Macron emphasized the strategic role of the Indo-Pacific region and reaffirmed French commitment to deeper engagement with Indonesia. He also highlighted culture as a vital part of the bilateral relationship, with a new cultural agreement expected to be signed at Borobudur. The initiative, he said, reflects the deepening friendship between the two countries. Desi Anugranov for Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia highlights role of biodiversity in climate action. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesia is stepping up effort to protect biodiversity as part of its climate change strategy. The government says a rich variety of plants and animals is vital to keeping ecosystem balance and resilience. Speaking in Jakarta on Wednesday, Director of Research Mobilization for Climate Change Control at the Ministry of Environment, Frankie Zamzani, emphasized the strong link between climate and biodiversity.
Climate change has a big impact on biodiversity, but a diverse ecosystem can also help slow climate change. That's why we need to take action together by cutting emissions and making responsible choices. It's not just about protecting nature, but also about making sure future generations can live well.
As part of this effort, the government is working with the National Weather Agency, BMKG, to improve early warning system so communities can better prepare for the response to climate risk. Frankie also called for cooperation across sector and full community involvement. He said everyone, from children to the elderly, has a role to play in safeguarding life for the future.
Indonesian government sets Eid al-Adha for 6 June 2025. Andi Ramdhani has the detail.
The Indonesian government has officially set Eid al-Adha for Friday, 6 June 2025. The announcement came after the Ministry of Religious Affairs confirmed that first Zulhijjah 1446 Hijriah will begin on Wednesday, 28 May 2025. Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar made the announcement in Jakarta following an isbat session on Tuesday evening. He said the decision was based on moon sighting reports from across the country.
Dan dengan demikian, maka kita bisa menyimpulkan bahwa awal Zulhijjah 1446 Hijriah ini setelah menerima laporan dari
After reviewing reports from moon sighting observers across Indonesia, we have determined that first Zulhijjah begins on Wednesday 28 May 2025. Therefore, Idul Adha will be observed on Friday 6 June 2025. We hope this decision allows all Muslims in Indonesia to celebrate Idul Adha together in unity. According to the ministry, the new moon was successfully observed by a team in Aceh. The crescent was sighted at just over 3 degrees in altitude with an elongation of more than 7 degrees, meeting the visibility criteria set by Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore under the MABIMS framework. The announcement was also welcomed by members of Indonesia's parliament. Abdul Wahid, Deputy Chairman of House Commission 8, praised the session for balancing religious values with science.
Sidang isbat Ini adalah contoh kesungguhan.
Session reflects the Ministry of Religious Affairs' dedication to upholding religious traditions while embracing science and technology, particularly astronomy, in line with Islamic teachings.
Pada ajaran agama Islam.
Idul Adha, also known as the Feast of Sacrifice, is one of the most important dates on Islamic calendar. It commemorates the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his son as an act of obedience to God. Andi Ramdhani, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia launches Tamasha Child Care Program for Working Parents. Ofra Regina has the detail.
Indonesia has introduced a new child care initiative to support working parents in industrial and plantation areas. The program called Tamasha was officially launched by Minister of Population and Family Development and Head of the National Population and Family Planning Board, Wihaji, on Tuesday in Kutai East, Kalimantan. Tamasha is designed as an integrated child care service providing a safe and nurturing environment for children while their parents are at work.
There are 91 Tamasha child care centers within corporate areas serving around 1,800 children, said Wihaji. Why do we do this? Because children have the right to a future. This allows mothers to work while their children still receive attention, love, and emotional support. Everything can move forward together.
The program focuses on training for child care providers, regular monitoring of children's growth and development, parenting support for families, and referral services for those in need of health care or protections. Wihaji added that Tamasha will be expanded nationwide, reflecting the government's commitment to improving family welfare while supporting economic productivity. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that's the highlights of the week. Bet you I can make you love me long time. Watch the way I switch it, drop it one time. Baby, feed off of my energy. Let me lead you to your destiny, baby. Know you like it when I swing it like that. Wanna roll it back and forth like that. Baby, I can see you're into me. Take it and I'll be your fantasy. Listener, let's listen to our VOI talk with title Malang Fashion Goes to Global with young designer owner at fazionline.id, Zizi Rafika, hosted by Ahmad Faisal. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, finally, as we mentioned you before and promised you, we have also, you know, special interview. It is related to, you know, fashion listeners. Malang Fashions Goes to Global. And we have been connected to young designer owner at fazionline.id, Mbak Zizi Rafika. Hello, good afternoon, Mbak Zizi. Mbak Zizi, can you hear my voice so clearly? Hello, assalamualaikum, Mbak Zizi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Am I late?
Yes. no problem.
I'm sorry.
How are you today, Mbak Zizi Rafika?
Yes, I'm fine.
So I believe that.
And yes, I've been finished my invitation at Indonesian Fashion Week in Jakarta.
And I believe you are still busy, but thank you very much. Even though you are still busy, you are still able to manage your time to join our special interview today.
Okay, it's okay, fine, but I'm on my way to my friend's house now, and it's okay.
Okay.
We can move and continue our session.
Okay. But Zizi, you are as designer owner of at fazionline.id. Actually, could you tell us about this?
Yes. My fashion brand is namely Fazion by Zizi. Mm-hmm. Actually, I started my business since 2019. Mm. And my current profession is my hobby since childhood.
Wow, good. So until now you're still running that business, yeah. Mbak Zizi?
Yeah.
Okay, so actually...
Of course, until now, yeah.
Mbak Zizi, why do you like fashion actually? Before we talk more about this, why do you like fashion?
As I told you that my current profession is my hobby since childhood, so I like to draw everything. But especially clothing styles, since I think at my kindergarten.
Okay.
Yes, I like to draw everything. Well, my mother is a tailor also, so I learned a lot for a quite a long time with my mom for how become to be a fashion designer like that. So I enjoy it until now.
Really, you enjoy about this kind of business, Mbak Zizi?
Of course.
So, did you have such, I mean, like such influence maybe when you choose this profession? Maybe from your mother or maybe your family or maybe from another people maybe? How did you get this influence?
Yes, for the influence, I think my experience and also my a long time for in the college or university, I also work with fashion industry and the relatable stakeholder. So I learn a lot for my friends and also my relatable fashion industry. Like a stakeholder or my teacher, my also the lecturer of in the University of Design Mode. I learned a lot from them, and after graduating from college, I really found that my passion is in fashion. So I learn, continue to learn, and build my skills also until now. And my experience is also in runway, like fashion show. One year I attend a fashion show event five times per year.
Really? So more than five times, yes. You join such a kind of event every year?
Yes.
So is it also in another province?
Currently, for my show, it's still in East Java.
Okay.
Yes, province, but my customers, my loyal customers, I'm truly happy that I'm also very pleased that they were my brand in their country. I also have friends that introduced my brand to their friends in overseas, like in Korea, Japan, and also in Switzerland, mm-hmm. and also in Madrid and Venezuela, Italy.
Okay, Bazi, you said before about you draw every day, right? But the design actually.
Yes, so actually, my hobby like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's your hobby. Talking about fashion and also design, so what theme that you always create? What theme?
I create something that my personality character. Yes.
Wow. So what is that?
For the something that clothing style is my own character. Is like the urban artistic.
Okay.
And my character is always bring something that cute and also unique and have a touch of Indonesian culture and also collaborate with other vibes of the country like Korean or Turkey, something like that.
Great. So yes. You get also such
different collaboration. Styles, but still on my own character of the clothing characters is very strong for me,
uh-huh.
But in different style, but still in my own characters like that.
Fantastic. I like to hear about this from your explanation, Ba Zizi. Well, actually, I believe that you also get influence, yeah, maybe like you said before about collaboration, yeah, from many countries that you would also like to learn from, maybe Turkey and also some from Korea. Do you have also such promotion maybe from one university into another university maybe? So, what kind of promotion that you are able to do?
For the university that I have been done until now is a university that especially in fashion industry, like design mode,
mm-hmm.
of State University Malang,
mm-hmm.
and also I work with also the stakeholders and fashion industry in collaboration with Malang Creative Center. So I'm active as a fashion collaborator in Malang Creative Center. I have met a lot of people that work with in fashion industry. Also the high school, the teachers of the high school, that the program is fashion, mm-hmm. also in fashion or design mode. I work with them.
Okay. Can you tell us about your challenges maybe? Bazi, I believe that you have also such.
My challenge is still continue to innovate without stopping, but still maintain my character as my brand. as I taught to you, that there is currently still unique and artistic. So I think. It's the challenge, how to continue to innovate, but still in my own character. So I also in process of the brand registration.
Okay.
And yes, I still waiting for the result.
So still you want to have such benchmark, yeah, Mbak Zizi, yeah?
Yes, of course. For the benchmark and officially registered in official platform in Indonesia.
Okay. Yes. Do you have any, maybe such difficulty, maybe when you have such difficulty, maybe you try to stop and then finally you try to continue it again. Have you ever felt like this?
Oh, of course.
What's that?
felt is my it like my menu in my skills for the processing something in my business own. So I need to collaborate, and also I learn a lot with my team.
Okay.
My team is also have a character as a fashion students, so we learn each other, and you know that the technical drawing and also the technical skills of the design is a very improved every year, every day like that. So I need to learn a lot from them, also from my team. That I also have skill in their university.
So maybe you mean from your team?
Yes.
They have also their own different skill, Mbak Zizi.
Yes, of course, different skills and different characters also. But we work together and we learn together also how to make. Our brand is already steady, but still how to become innovative, but still in my own character, that's very difficult. But we still learn every day.
I want to actually, what character that you really need so that your business or your fashion or your design can run well, effectively, Mbak Zizi?
Yes, of course, I have one of my vision in my industry is reduce the fashion waste.
Okay.
So I prove that my business is on a sustainable fashion. So in every of my design process, I put something that is coming from the waste or pre-loved clothes, and I need to penetrate them to the my design, of course, and I process it start in 2022, and now I can process with the upcycle sustainable fashion that I can see it like upcycle jeans, of course, like the main of the materials of my design.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I've been proof for the sustainability of the fashion, so we can doing something that how to reduce the waste of the fashion like that.
Okay. But is he talking about, I mean, what you call that? Maybe enthusiasm. I mean, do you have any certain time or maybe special time? Maybe you can say maybe in the morning or in the mid of day,
mm-hmm.
maybe in the afternoon, yes. maybe in the evening, the certain time that you think it is very easy for you to draw or to make such a design. What certain time that you think it is very easy for you? And where?
The right place. Specific time is always in the morning, I think. Because
after heavy lunch.
For the fresh pipes in the morning, it actually can push up.
Oh.
And can improve.
Wow. Push up.
Stimulate, yes. More to stimulate my creative thing.
Creativity.
To design or to innovate something to my brand. Like that.
Cool.
In the morning, I think.
In the morning.
Yes.
But maybe also every weekend also? In the morning, in the weekend?
Weekend? Uh-uh. Huh? No. Actually, in the weekend only.
Okay.
But every day, I think in the morning, I have something fresh and relaxed.
Wow.
To stimulate the creative thing for the design.
Great. Excellent to hear about this in the morning, because this is still the atmosphere maybe still fresh and can make you relax, Mbak Zizi, yes?
Okay.
And so what about favorite place, Mbak Zizi? Is it only at home maybe?
About what? Sorry?
The favorite place. You said it was in the morning. What about the place? Is it maybe only restaurant or the place?
I think the place also relatable with the vibes in the morning. You
maybe at the restaurant, maybe, or maybe in the park, maybe.
Air fresh in outdoor, more in outdoor place, outdoor place rather than in the home or indoor. I think more stimulate for initiate something when we into outdoor.
Okay. So the last question, Mbak Zizi, final question. Do you have any hope maybe on how to grow or to develop about your business, your fashion, your design? What is your hope, not only for yourself, but maybe even for, I can say, young designer like you, young designer owner, young designer for other people, so that they are also able to learn maybe from you, Mbak Zizi. Go ahead.
Yes. I think number one, the point is collaboration. I think the business, fashion business itself cannot run with just one owner like that. So we can collaborate with relatable stakeholders or creative people to run with our business, so we can expand and also have connection more and more, especially if we talk about the global market. We can expand our brand to the global market within the collaboration thing. And number two is I hope that all of the young designer or the young people can improve the skills and also continue the own character, that the fashion is you. So just being you and not being other people, or not just follow the trend. The character is you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Mbak Zizi. I hope that your business, your fashion, your design will have more success in the future.
Thank you so much for the challenge and also the chance for me to meet a great people here.
Okay, thank you very much, Mbak Zizi. Have a nice day and assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Okay, listener and so viewers, that was our special interview, Void Talk with Mbak Zizi Rafika as young designer owner at fazionline.id. Stay tuned at www.voynews.id after this song. We'll be right back to accompany you again.
Bagiku kamulah dunia. Berikan hanya untukmu, aku menyayangimu. Apa kau tak sayang aku? Kau tak pernah menyadari itu. Cinta ini ku beri hanya untukmu, tapi semudah itu. Sayang, sayangnya kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Apa ada dia yang lain yang beri semua yang ku tak punya? Kau tepikan kisah cinta kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Kini ku tak bisa memaksa, tapi ku harus bilang hatiku terluka. Kau tutup kisah cinta kita saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya. Apa ada dia yang lain yang beri semua yang ku tak punya? Cinta kita.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta? Atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada rasa antara aku dengan dia. Oh, siapkah kau bertahta di hatiku adinda? Karena ini saat yang tepat untuk singgah di hatiku. Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi?
hati ini menghadapi tanya. Kapan kau beranjak ke jenjang berikutnya? Usahlah ku mendengar pertanyaan yang sama dimanapun aku berada. Tiada habisnya.
Listener, finally, I am Ahmad Faisal. I would like to say thank you very much for your time and attention to listen to our program. Have a nice weekend and see you next time.